This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a podcast from Joy's jazz show, Bent Notes. Tune in live each Sunday night at joy.org.au. Time for Tears from Z6, featuring Femme Balling and Toomey the Bee. If you liked it or if you didn't, tell me about it. Tell me why. SMS 0427 joy949 or email onair@joy.org.au. And I can have a chat with Femme Balling and pass on your feelings. As much as it's a little different, I actually quite enjoyed it, which surprised me when I first heard it last year. But it's good to listen to different things because, of course, jazz is one of those musics that changes so often. Tonight, my special guest is Melbourne-based vocalist and violinist who was born and raised in South Africa, has performed in stage musicals in South Africa, London and Australia, has been a resident of Australia since 2007, performing across a broad spectrum of music, including jazz. It is my great pleasure to bid a very warm welcome back to Bent Notes to Femme Balling. Welcome, Femme.
Ah, so great to be here on this very gorgeous evening, warm Melbourne evening. I have a confession to make.
Oh, a confession already.
In my backyard, I live next door to my brother, my other brother, who was not on the Z6 album, and there is a little pool set up, you know, one of those sort of plastic pools you buy from Kmart.
Yes.
And I am half in, half out of the kiddie pool as we speak.
Well, when I look up at the joy clock, I see it's 37 degrees outside. So I think that is an amazing spot to be, probably just perfect for tonight.
Well, I mean, if we can't be in the studio, then we can be second best to that, and I think it's whatever you make it, right?
It certainly is, Femme. It certainly is exactly what you make it. And I love that line in Time for Tears that says, never beg for change.
Well, I think that's also quite a reference to in South Africa, you know, sort of people with their hands, you know, begging for money on the street is such a regular occurrence. Like, you know, you grow up seeing someone at a traffic light asking for money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think also, obviously, the deeper meaning to that is never beg for change because it's going to come anyway.
Exactly, change. And what is jazz but change?
That's exactly right. So, come on, we should be quoting you.
Bent Notes is 2 hours of change and improvised music.
2 hours of change, 2 hours of a pocket full of change.
That's it indeed. Femme, how was it creating that music? Because it's a little bit different to what your initial summation of jazz might be. You hear the word jazz and you think of, well, I certainly think of big bands, etc. And then you hear Z6 and you think, that's a bit different.
That's totally, I think, bang on the money. So it's a project my brother has been working on, and he roped me in sort of to this. I believe it was Gregory Porter. I remember hearing Gregory Porter say in an interview that we can't let jazz get dusty on a shelf. And I remember that sticking in my brain, David, so much. I remember thinking, hang on, that's right. I've got all these records and all these amazing albums that sometimes, you know, do sit on the, I mean, they get played. But looking ahead to where jazz is going, who knows, but also embracing that as much as we embrace the past of jazz. I think that's the sentiment.
It's an extremely good sentiment because, as with anything, if you sit it on the shelf, it does become dusty and then it becomes a little bit bland and boring.
Interestingly, I mean, the album is called The Shape of Jazz. It was a big homage. I'll retrofit it for you. So in the 90s, in the late 80s and 90s, there were some really hip American rappers and sort of DJ, scratch DJs that would come along and take the records of Miles Davis and Charlie Parker, legends of old. They would put their little few things into their raps and into their cool songs of the 90s. And Miles Davis is one of the most sampled artists around. I think Herbie Hancock as well. What Z6 does is it then takes the rap songs that sampled the jazz songs and puts them back in a jazz setting. Oh, is your brain exploding?
It is indeed. I'm going round in circles.
Well, that's exactly right. Taken, you know, do you remember that really cool track that sampled Cantaloupe Island, like Funky, Funky, and it used Herbie Hancock's Cantaloupe Island, and we've taken the samples of those and put them back into the jazz way.
Isn't that an amazing thing that we can do?
Oh, sometimes my brain boggles as to the ideas that we can do, and there's quite a formidable lineup on the album as well. There's Keon Harold, who's Grammy-nominated trumpet player. He did all the trumpet for the Miles Davis biopic. We've got Manuel Harold, his brother, on. Pooji Bell, who's Erykah Badu's drummer. We've got, there's a whole host of Australian artists that fill each track. It's a real project of the world, which is super exciting.
It certainly is, and well worth having a listen to. I think it's up on Bandcamp.
That's right, and it's only just come out on Bandcamp, which is great. And I love how you said, you know, let us know your feelings of it, because I feel like that is where we should be. We're all in these uncertain times. You know, how do people feel about it? You know, some people are like, I don't love it. Why? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter whether you like it or not. It's starting, it's being a catalyst, catalyzing that conversation, getting people talking.
100%, totally.
Which is something that's happening, I suppose, in the musical world at the moment, since COVID has started, in Australia at least, has started to settle down a little bit. And we're going to talk about that very shortly. But I reckon we should hear a little bit more of Fem Balling, a piece called Moving, which is actually your own composition.
That's right. A little bit of backstory on this guy. I was in London. I was playing the lead in a huge, big musical in London. I mean, you know, the pinnacle of success. And I had this marvelous meltdown. I lost my fiance, my job, and my house in the space of 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
It was a big day. It was a big day. In retrospect, you know, so many things about mental health in our industry that are tags now. I wish talking about those things was a bit more normal at the time. You know, at the time if you were successful, you didn't really talk about how difficult it might be to maintain that, or how, you know, what the effects were of keeping that going. You know, no one really spoke about those things, which I think is such a huge part of being an artist, is acknowledging the downs as well as the ups.
And there's been plenty of downs in the last 12 months.
Totally.
Totally.
And we should be, you know, feel free and beautiful to talk about it and go, wow, this is a crap day. I'm having a crap day. Let's put on some music to make it better, or, you know, let's. So I probably, you know, had youth on biting at my heels, you know, not being able to handle a lot of, not disappointments, but, you know, for every 20 no's, there's one yes. And those odds are pretty hectic. And I didn't realize how unhappy I was. And so, yes, enter in a fabulous meltdown. And the people that were surrounded me perhaps didn't stick around. You know, whether that's a good thing in retrospect, it was probably the best thing to ever happen to me. I now have, you know, you come out bigger and better from all of those things. And so I wrote the song called Moving, about just letting yourself get all gross when, even though you're meant to put on a happy face.
Let's have a listen to Moving from Fem Balling and your 2017 album, Now Then, on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to a podcast from Bent Notes. Find more podcasts and show blogs at joy.org.au.
Well, you see, I got to keep on moving. I'm going. I gotta keep going.
Moving from Femme Balling in a 2017 album, Now Then. And my special guest tonight is Melbourne-based vocalist and violinist Femme Balling. Femme, beautiful piece of music.
Thank you so much, David. That was we heard the sounds of John Foreman there on the piano, who was also the MD of that album. Ross Erwin on trumpet. We had Daniel Ferrugia on drums and Ben Hanlon on bass. What a team.
What an amazing team indeed. Now, I've only got one question.
Yeah.
I realise that you wrote it about a certain time in your life, but is it related to your current education of yourself in bike riding?
How do you know about my current bike riding situation? Oh, I see. How do you know about that?
Well, there was a certain post put up on a certain social media platform that happened to mention it.
Oh, I know exactly. That's right. I am learning how to ride a bike.
And how are you going?
Well, turning corners is frightening.
Yes.
There's a lot of, and of course, you know, me being, there's a bit of drama going on. I'm just like, any time some, you know, this pedestrian or another bike coming towards me, I have to stop and get off and let them pass, and then I continue on. So there's definitely more fear as an adult than there, I'm sure, was as a kid. But, you know, I grew up in South Africa where single white kid with bike would just be the fodder for, you know, muggings, and, you know, it was a bit dangerous growing up in South Africa. So I just never had a bike, never learnt, never did things.
Well, it's a good skill to have, and it is one of those things that, as the saying goes, once you've learned how to ride a bike, you never forget.
And it's just like riding a bike, right?
Exactly. I'd have to admit to trying to ride my racer bike about 5-6 years ago, and it didn't go well. I've now given it away.
I must admit, it's not as fun as everyone as it looks for people. Like, I look at people and I'm like, oh, they look like they're having a great time. And I feel like it's not as fun yet.
It will get there, and you will have fantastic fun, Femme, so keep it up.
I will. Thank you. Thank you for that. But if anyone has any biking tips, phone them in.
Now,
text them in. Let us know on the Facebook page.
That's it. 0427 Joy 949 on air at joy.org.au. The other thing that you can, of course, ride around on is the bandwagon.
Can I give you my little elevator pitch for the bandwagon?
You may indeed, and no one knows what we're talking about yet. When you talk about the bandwagon, there's a few things that pop into the mind, but you have a special bandwagon, and it's really for a band.
So it's come out of me sitting on the couch thinking about COVID and thinking about how we face this new world that we're at. In true, like, I come up with these crazy mad ideas all the time, and I'm forever turning to my other half and going, what about this idea? And this one just stuck. I don't know why this one stuck. So just as the taco truck packaged up the flavor of Mexico and brought it to the people of Melbourne and the rest of the world, I have packaged up an intimate jazz club / music club. It's not all jazz. And I have created what I understand is a world first pop-up jazz club on the back of a ute.
A pop-up jazz club on the back of a ute?
That's right.
That's a little interesting.
So we have modified the back of a ute, and it is completely remote. Like, we don't have to plug into sound or anything. We have an entire jazz club on the back of a ute. So looking at programming festivals, like the bandwagon stage at festivals, and a way to deliver, like a COVID-safe way to deliver live music, really.
What a great idea.
Yeah, and it can park in a metro car park, so we can just pull up curbside, drop the side of the ute, and ready to play.
Oh, that's amazing, Femme.
Isn't it? And it's getting, there's a lot of buzz about it that's happening. It's actually, I have it in my hot little hands. It's all ready to rumble, and it has its first gig this coming weekend for a summer picnic, which is amazing.
So you're on the back of a truck, back of a ute, in your own little jazz club having a picnic.
That is exactly right. So people can picnic around, and we'll be up on the back of a ute singing some standards and doing some amazing things.
That means it's a 360-degree stage too, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. So I think for purposes of this, we're probably back into a tree, so we have some shade and bring down the front.
Yeah.
But it has endless possibilities. I mean, I'm envisaging, you know, if there is ever a lockdown again, I'm envisaging parking at the bottom of a, you know, a big apartment block, and everyone comes out onto the balconies and we do a little half-hour set in the parking lot.
Oh, what a lovely idea.
It's just beautiful and amazing. And it also provides a platform, you know, if the gigs weren't coming to me, I was going to create some.
Take your own gigs anywhere you go.
Exactly.
What a great idea. And it's getting its first run next weekend. What is happening next weekend in the city of Boroondara?
That's right. So the city of Boroondara are putting on these social distance picnics. Next week, Saturday, is my turn and the bandwagon. We're going to be putting on just some fun music, little jazz in Central Park, and people just can come. And I believe it may have maybe sold out. I'm not sure. So people are looking to come and have a marvellous picnic.
I had a look the other night, and you've got three gigs in the afternoon, 12, 2.30 and 5.30, and they're all sold out. However, there's a wait list.
Yeah, I think what may happen as this Sunday, I think there's... Well, no, hang on, was it today? Were there changes in...
Were there?
Was there any changes? I don't know. This is the thing. I think there's... It has the ability to expand and contract depending on where we're at.
So the thing to do is to jump onto the Boroondara website, search for Boroondara Summer in the Parks, find Jazz in the Parks, and if it says they're full, jump on the wait list, and you never know, as things change, there may be more seats available.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and it is a park, so if there is space, you know, it's nice and COVID-friendly and marvellous. But if you don't, there'll be lots more coming up with the bandwagon. People should just go to my Facebook page, Femme Belling, or Instagram, and it's going to be launched very soon. So I'm so excited.
Oh, so you should be. It's a great thing to do.
And when you see it, like when you see the visual of it, we've made it super awesome, and, yeah, it looks so fabulous and feels so great.
I have actually been sent a picture in the last half hour, and it is just an amazing production. It's simple, straightforward, but so effective.
That's right. And we've done the fit out all ourselves. We've done absolutely everything ourselves.
Wonderful work there. Now, there's something else coming up for you too, I see, with Mina Yu.
That is going to be a really fun night.
Now, you performed with Mina at the Jazz Lab. Was that just before Christmas, I think it was?
Yeah, that's right.
And so, that was a wonderful night.
Mina Yu has been an incredible friend since her return from New York, and we decided we wanted to do something just the two of us, and sort of collaborating. And there's not so much standards as it is stories and interesting songs. And of course, with the musical prowess of Mina on piano, I've got this really cool voice effects thing that I'm doing, which makes me sound like a 20-piece choir,
which is wonderful, isn't it?
Well, I'm really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying playing around, you know, using technology. I feel it may be going away from the traditional jazz standards, but sometimes I feel like it adds to it as well.
Oh, so, definitely it does. March the 5th, the Hawthorne Arts Centre, but next weekend is Summer in the Parks, Jazz in the Parks with Femme Belling and that marvellous bandwagon.
That's right. As soon as that bandwagon is launched, I'm coming in and we're gonna figure out a way to let everyone know about it, something. I don't know. Yeah.
I love it. Femme, thank you so much for being with me here on Bent Notes tonight. It has been a pleasure indeed to chat with you yet again.
Thank you so much. It's always so great to be on the program. And if anyone has missed anything, just send them on all socials and shoot me a message and let's chat.
Sounds fantastic. My special guest tonight on Bent Notes has been Melbourne vocalist and violinist Femme Belling. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a podcast from Bent Notes. Join us live each Sunday night on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.